and have our young disciples come down.
Good to see you all this morning. Yes. Good morning, Preston. I see you. Well, today's a special day. We've all got palm branches, right? And you saw us waving them this morning, right? When we were coming in during the processional. That was kind of cool. That was kind of fun. But I have a story to share with you this morning that kind of leads up to or is part of this Palm Sunday. There's a group of people, this group of people brought Jesus to Pilate. Now, Pilate is a character in the Bible, he's a person in the Bible, and he's the governor. Right? He's the governor. Kind of like Roy Cooper's the governor of our state. Pilate's the governor of this area, right? And these group of people told that Jesus has been causing trouble. Trouble. And they said to himself that he called himself the king. And Pilate asked Jesus, is this true? Is this true? And what did Jesus say? He said, you say so. And the group said, he stirs up people. He stirs up people and teaches them things. Stirs them up. I mean, what do you think stirring up people means when you hear that? I might mean something different to Nicholas than Faith than Landon than Marley, right? Even Miss Becky. Stirring them up. Stirring them up. When we think of stirring something up, I want you to picture in your mind making cookies. Yeah, we all like cookies, right? Get a little bit of flour and some chocolate chips and maybe a little bit of oil, or we even put in some milk and some cocoa, right? And when we do that, we're moving things all around, aren't we? We're moving things around. We're stirring them up, right? And when we mix things, what happens? Nothing stays the same, does it? Nothing stays the same. So you get a little bit of butter and some sugar and some flour and maybe some vanilla and some milk. And then afterwards, what do we have? Cookie dough. Yeah, good cookie dough. But we got to wait till we bake it, or do we? Yeah, there's some of y'all that'll eat it right out of the bowl, right? Yeah. So we hear that someone is stirring up the people. It means Jesus was teaching something that caused the people to be very interested. And they heard something new. And it made them feel excited. And their lives, they were changed. And nothing stayed the same. So when he told them he was sent by God, he was God's son. He taught them about God's great love for you and for me. Right? And he said that he showed them God's power by healing people and performing miracles. So I think you would feel pretty stirred up if you were healed by a miracle, or if you were learning something new, right? You would feel excited about that. these wonderful acts of love. And the wonderful thing, the great thing, is that when we are offered God's love and forgiveness, just as these people were, our lives become stirred up. They become stirred up. And nothing stays the same. Right? We're all mixed up. But we make a wonderful cookie dough. Yes. Yes, we do. Or Miss Nancy's lemon cookies. Just laying some groundwork there. But our lives can be stirred up and changed this very day. Our lives, by accepting Christ in our heart and recognizing the forgiveness that He gives us every day, by being able to extend that love to someone else. Be able to forgive someone else in the spirit of love. That changes our heart. That changes our heart. And what a wonderful, wonderful gift that is. Not just for God, not just for Christ, but for the person that we extend that love and that forgiveness to. So I want you to think about that this week as we move through our week, as we go through school, as perhaps we're getting ready for spring break, or we're thinking about spring and all the excitement that comes with it, the new life and the Easter season, right? Think about forgiveness and love and extending that in a stirred up, wonderful, wonderful life. Will you all pray with me? How do we do that? Thank you. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the gift of today, for feeling stirred up in your love and your forgiveness, feeling the Holy Spirit work within our lives every day, every hour, every minute, that we live in a spirit of forgiveness and more especially in a spirit of love, to extend your love to others through us. All this we say and ask in your Son's name. And everybody says,
Amen.
Amen. Good to see you all.